Welcome to the Panther Podcast. I'm Mason Beckett.
And I'm Diego Perez. And today we'll be interviewing senior editors on the Panther and asking them what it means to be an editor and what their responsibilities are.
First off, we'll be interviewing Luke Whalen and Cole Hackman.
Hello, my name is Cole Hackman and I'm an online editor.
My name is Luke Whalen. I share the privilege of also being an online editor with Cole.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been working with the Panther?
This is my second year on the Panther and my first year as an editor.
This is also my second year, so same as him.
Yes, yeah, so you guys both joined as juniors?
Yes.
And what made you guys want to join the Panther in the first place?
I was suggested by my collegio teacher at the time, Miss Slack, to apply. So then I ended up going through the application process, then I was accepted. And then from there, deciding to be an editor, I just thought the opportunity would be fun, take up a leadership role within the program.
Yeah, similar. Mr. Keene recommended me after the end of Juana Collegio for sophomore year. So I was kind of skeptical at first. I was I didn't know what journalism necessarily meant to me. So I just tried it and I really liked it my junior year, and that made me apply to be an editor. I still talk to Mr. Keene and thank him for recommending me, because he really enjoys seeing me enjoy the writing. So yeah, that's really been a cool piece of it.
Yeah, so journalism hasn't really been an interest for either of you up until you joined?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, I've always I like to read the news every once in a while, but I don't consider myself big on creative writing. So it was definitely a new opportunity for me.
Yeah, I think I've always liked writing, so this was another outlet to try a different style of writing. And I've actually through this, the last 2 years, I've become better at reading social media, the news, and taking in all the different sources and things. I think that's really helped me understand how important authentic and real journalism is to where we are in our times.
Yeah. So you guys said you're both online editors for the Panther. So, what do you guys, do on a day-to-day basis, editor-wise?
There's definitely a lot of different roles. One of the main responsibilities is creating the newsletter that we send out bi-weekly with different featured articles, graphics, and then also just the past print archives of the paper. And then other responsibilities are, helping revise students' work, and then just, day-to-day throughout window helping lead. Luke, would you like to add?
Yeah, I think he covered most of it. Our big thing this year was trying to get the newsletter back to something that's visually pleasing. So we tried mailer light to get the newsletter out, and we've really tried to make it visually pleasing. We've just tried to promote articles we think that are important and interesting. So yeah, that's always a big thing. But we haven't done as much work with the website, I'd say, this year. Still things I'd like to do with it if I have time. But yeah, that's really been our main focus. But all the editors do collectively have to work with staff writers and editing your work, talking with you guys about how you wrote an article and things like that. That's a responsibility we all share, and I think that's really important.
Yeah, so how do you guys choose to write the newsletter? Do you guys do it together?
We usually pick 3 articles from past issues that we want to highlight. So an arts, prep life, sports, or something like that. And we put that in there. We also try to include good news. Yeah. So that's the section up then. Some people click and read it. It's usually a small, happy story that we found in the news that we want to brighten people's day. So that's kind of how it goes. And then we go over it with Mr. Richardson, and we send it out every other Wednesday.
That's pretty cool. So when you're applying to be an editor, you have all the different options of the types of editors you want to be. So what really stuck out to you about being an online editor? How did you know you always wanted to be an online editor?
I've always just been into tech and online things. So I thought it sounded cool to be working with the actual Panther website, and then also just creating the newsletter every week. I thought that sounded a fun process. And I think that role just applied the most to myself and my skills.
Yeah, I think I'm not necessarily the most social media savvy person, so I didn't necessarily want to promote the Panther through social media necessarily, but I wanted to see other ways besides the physical paper that we can, because digital age, blah, 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 we all can read the newsletter on our phones, on our surfaces, things like that. It's easily accessible. I thought that was really interesting. And just to be, regardless of what position I got as, an editor, I would have been happy regardless, because I think it's, in every position we have, each person carries, the same responsibilities and, contributes a lot. So I think I just wanted to step into a leadership role, and I think that was very important.
Yeah, you were talking about making, that newsletter accessible. Mm-hmm. So, was that, making news, specifically the Panther, accessible to all students? Is that, a big goal of yours?
Yeah, I think we they've done the newsletter before in past years, but just trying to see how we can make it a little more pretty and things like that. Just clean it up in ways we can and be consistent. I think that's something I'm happy that we did this year. We consistently turned out a newsletter every other week, and I thought we got the process down. We learned it. We could put it on, put all the articles in, put it together, send it, and it was just a clean process. So I thought making it a regular thing, that was really important.
Yeah, adding on to what Luke said, I think we've definitely tried to focus on tailoring the content to students, trying to find articles that students would find engaging and relevant to their experiences here at Prep.
And as you guys kind of wrap up your senior year here, do you plan to do any journalism in the future, in college or beyond?
I'm not sure at the moment. I'd have to see how much of a commitment it would be in college, because I know that it is definitely more advanced and more work than a high school newspaper, but I'm definitely open to exploring journalism throughout college.
Yeah, I'm going to the UW, so I thought I looked into their they do sort of a newspaper / magazine kind of thing, and I thought that'd be sort of interesting. I think some of the other editors going to UW are considering that. I would definitely consider it because it's really something I've grown to love these past 2 years. I think it's really interesting and it's really important for the greater society. So I think in little ways I can still do a little journalism in college, even if that doesn't mean minoring in it or majoring in it, because I think that's a big commitment I'm not ready to make yet.
That's on you, though. But do you think journalism specifically here at the Panther has taught you anything life skill wise, writing wise?
I think writing wise, it's helped me become more clear in what I'm trying to convey, getting straight to the point and thinking about what the reader is thinking. So trying clarity, I think, has really helped writing skill wise. But I think in terms of leadership skills, communication, I talk about that at every moment I get. I talk with you guys. I talk with all the staff writers. I try to communicate. I don't want to just comment on your Word document of edits. I want to tell you what I think and want kind of get your feedback, kind of a two-way conversation. Establishing that communication between the editors, not as just some scary entity that you guys are all worried about. We're people like you. We want to just work with you. So I think that's really important. And then just teamwork. I think the editor team is very well knit and they all want to help each other get something done.
Yeah, adding on to Luke, I think I've definitely gained a lot of skills in creative writing. You know, it's writing for journalism is a lot different from academic writing. You know, we have the hooks, the conclusions, ending with a bang. And then also, like he said, collaboration has been really important. You know, working with lots of fellow editors to make sure that all the publications come out like we want them to. And then also just working together to solve issues that come up, like a layout not being finished or an article needing to be edited by someone else. That's just really helped me throughout this journey as an editor, is having people I can rely on to help me when I need help.
Is there anything we haven't asked you that you wanted to touch on or add?
I think that is it. I think I'm good. You good?
I think I'm good.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your time.
Okay.
We also interviewed some other senior editors about this topic.
Mia Schwartz, Kelsey Hamilton, Delphine Mock, and Avid Tinder.
Okay. Hi, my name is Delphine Mock, and I'm a senior editor for The Panther, and I'm a visual editor.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Hamilton. I'm also a senior, and I am one of the editor-in-chiefs of journalism.
Yeah. So how long have you guys like been working with The Panther?
I started a newspaper in freshman year, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, I also started freshman year, and then junior year I was managing editor, and then this year I'm editor-in-chief.
So, like, you said, like, you both started during, like, freshman year. Like, what made you, like, want to join the Panther in the first place?
I was in between mock trial and the Panther, and mock trial sounded too scary. So, I decided to go for the Panther because I really like writing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because it was, like, during COVID at first. So, everything was just, like, online.
started journalism in freshman year, and I think that there was maybe like some sort of like, since it was COVID, I think it was like a virtual club fair, and I thought it sounded really fun, and I really liked writing, so that's what made me choose to start journalism. And I remember like in our application we had to submit something we had written, and I submitted like an eighth grade paper, like some paper I'd written in eighth grade.
I think that's what you did too, right, Mason?
I think so.
Yeah. So we have two new guests. Would you guys like to go introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Mia Schwartz, and I am the social media editor of the newspaper this year.
Hi, I'm Ava Tinder, and I'm one of the visual editors.
So how long have you guys worked with the Panther?
Okay, I joined when I was a sophomore, so for 3 years.
Yeah, same here. Mr. Richardson was my freshman collegiate teacher, and I had heard about it through a few friends. I was also really obsessed with the show Gilmore Girls, where the main character is like very interested in journalism, and that's kind of what got me into it, and I do a lot. So.
Has like always kind of like been an interest, or is it like kind of like a newer hobby or passion?
I would say that I've always really liked writing. It's always been something that, like, I enjoyed. Like, as a little kid, I would, like, write these stories. I would, like, only, like, write, like, a chapter, and then I'd start a different one. But that was kind of, like, my, like, first realization that I really liked writing. And I didn't think that I would want to do writing, like, past high school or, like, journalism. But I think I'm going to try and do it in college now because I really like the kind of writing that journalism produces, fosters. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I had also always really liked writing, and English was always like my favorite subject. So I think that that's one of the reasons I decided to apply. And in middle school, I had done, like, I was on the yearbook staff there. So I kind of wanted to like try something new. So instead of doing yearbook in high school, and I also did debate, and I remember that I really liked writing, like, the speeches, which is kind of more of, like, an argumentative or, like, opinionative type of writing. So I was, like, interested in joining journalism for writing, like, opinion pieces and stuff that can come from, like, a student's perspective.
For me, I think more than the writing, the visual aspect of journalism intrigued me. Making things look pretty to sight, like, even appealing the colors and fonts was what interested me more.
Yeah, I'd say I always really liked writing, but once I actually started journalism, the layout design is what really got me interested.
What made you guys want to like become editors?
I mean, I feel like it kind of felt natural. I think like we were all like a little group of people that used to hang out. We all sat at one table, and so when it came, we were like the oldest kids. It just felt like something natural would like move into a leadership position, and I don't know. I always thought the editors when we were younger were so cool. They always like knew what was going on. They always like had the right ideas. They all like had it together. So that it just sounded so fun to be able to make that position.
Yeah, there were like the editors from before definitely influenced my want to become an editor. And there was like specifically like an editor last year who really made me like want to go out for it, because he was always just like really encouraging, and he was like, no, like, it'll be so much fun, like, you should go for it, like, I think that you'd be a good fit. And so it was kind of just like that encouragement, and knowing that then if I'm an editor, I can give that encouragement to other people and I can help them become better writers.
Yeah, similar to all of that, I think that I always saw the editors and thought that they were like really good examples of leaders, and I wanted to like improve my leadership skills, and I think that being an editor has really helped that. And I also think that, like, as I saw prep, like, change and evolve over my time at prep, I had, like, ideas of what we could do as an editor group to, like, improve the newspaper and, like, have more people and more students engaging in it. And I think that those ideas that we've had have honestly, like, really paid off. And there's a lot more students and stuff, like, reading the newspaper. So I'm, like, proud of what we've done as a group.
Yeah, I agree. Going off of what Delphine's saying, like, by the time I was a junior, I felt pretty confident in, like, my writing and layout capabilities. Sophomore year, the visual editor, who was Annabelle Deasy, like, she would help me with my layout a lot, and, like, seeing her do, like, all of these cool designs, like, made me want to do that role, so.
And now, like, that you're all editors, like, what do you guys, like, do on a day-to-day basis for the Panther?
It kind of varies. There's like a lot of, this past issue especially, there's a lot of like behind the scenes work that I feel like not a lot of like people know about, but it's just like basically just like making sure that like we meet all the deadlines and like make sure that like the paper actually gets out and that it's like something that we're proud of producing and that it's something that like reflects like the effort of everyone on the staff.
Yeah. And so I think for like day to day, well, we obviously have our meeting at the first lunch of every week. And that's kind of when we make like our plan for the week and talk as a group about what we want to accomplish and what needs to happen. And then outside of like class time, I think the thing that devotes most of our time is between the time that the staff writers turn in their article and then the issue being published, we just have to get that from like point A, which could be as complete as the staff writer turns it in, to like what's going out to everyone. And it's kind of up to us to be like, if someone turns in a layout that's not completely finished, no one else is going to finish it besides us. So I feel like our day-to-day basis would just be like making sure that everything is up to Mr. Richardson's standards and like our standards, because we want the newspaper to be something we're proud of and not just something that we're like publishing for, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I also think one of the nice things about journalism is when you're involved in it, you find yourself going and like going out into the community more often. Like, hey, I need to find a photo, like go and talk to community ministry or go and talk to yearbook. And you kind of get to see all of like the creative facets and diverse communities at prep through being a part of journalism and just like talking about it. It's like just
You would say that, like, journalism connected you more to, like, the school and to your community?
Oh, for sure. I think definitely. I mean, you're writing about, like, events that you wouldn't have known about otherwise, and you're seeing photos you wouldn't have seen. And I think that, I mean, like, specifically, like, with yearbook, like, walking down there and just, like, asking for a photo, they're, like, the most helpful people ever, and you get to see what they're doing. It's just, like, really interesting. It's cool.
I think going off of what Ava said about connecting to the school, not even current school, like, especially, like, history of the school, I found that to be super interesting, because we do the throwback issue every year, and like, the amount of old yearbooks we look through, and, like, old events, like, when Babe Ruth came to prep, like, that's crazy. Like, we never talk about that, and that's so cool. So I think it's been super fun learning more about the history of the school, too.
And kind of talking about, like, how journalism, like, connects, like, you to your community. Like, do you read the news personally? Do you take any sorts of news?
Yeah, well, my mom is, like, really obsessed with the news. So the morning news is playing every morning when I wake up, and she watches, like, the 6 p.m. news every night, like, when I'm getting home from school. So I feel like watching the news has always kind of been, like, something that I've been exposed to. So I think that's also part of the reason that I was so attracted to joining the newspaper, because I like being able to, like, hear other people's stories or share stories that are like interesting and might have not been told. So I think that's like something that's really powerful and important about journalism, is like telling stories that other people might know and kind of having to like search and dig deeper for them.
Yeah. I obviously, I do the New York Times, like crosswords and stuff. So when I like go onto the website, like to like click on like the tab to go to the game, sometimes I'll get like distracted by like some news story and I'll be like, oh, like, wait, I like have to learn more about this. And then I like go down a rabbit hole and I just like keep like learning about it. And I love like going to the dinner table because my parents are like in the government. So they like know a lot. So I'm just like, did you know like that this happened today? And they're like, no, like I didn't know that. And I'm like, that felt good. Like, you know, like knowing something that my parents didn't know. So yeah, I would say I definitely keep up with the news in that aspect. And not just to show my parents up or to like play a game. It's like, I genuinely like learning about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, staying informed.
Yes.
Do you like all have a favorite like journalism memory like over the years?
Mine is easily the name game. I love playing the name game.
Oh, true.
I love playing. And every school year it's fun because, I mean, when I was younger, I was so nervous to be the person to go up. And I love being the person to go up and people are guessing. But I also think sometimes, like, the days when we go outside and we do games outside, we do bonding days, especially the day right after we publish a newspaper. Normally we have one day where we just have fun. And I like this a lot.
I'd probably say the competitions, the Washington journalism competitions. I've done the like layout ones for the past 3 years, and I'd say those are like my most like rewarding moments in journalism, because like I put a lot of effort into like what I'm trying to get, and to like see the work like pay off is like really special. And like I like submitted like some of them to like colleges who were accepting, like, oh, like, do you have a form of, like, creativity that you want to share with us? And, like, wrote about it in my essays and stuff. So I just thought it was, like, really cool.
Yeah, I think similar to Ava, I also went to the one of the WJEA journalism competitions. And I thought it was really fun. And I did, different from Ava, I did, like, a article. So basically everyone, like, goes into a room and they give you an amount of time and they give you a presentation. And then you just have to write an article about it. And what I thought was especially fun was like seeing everyone there that's also passionate about journalism and like involved in journalism at school. And what kind of shocked me was just how many people there were, because I kind of think of journalism at prep as like a niche little community, but then going there and seeing that there's like hundreds of kids who are also so like passionate about journalism, I thought was inspiring.
Yeah, I think that for me, it's like the interviews are the ones that stick with me. Like, I'm pretty sure that I could recall every single interview that I've ever done and what we talked about, because each of them are just so unique to the article. And I remember the first article that I ever wrote freshman year. It was about COVID and how it's affecting local businesses. I remember the headline and everything. And like interviewing like someone from like my local community was really cool. And then like from there, I was like really into like getting these specific interviews that like would really get into like the details of it. And I thought that it was just really cool to like hear about like what my article is about from that person's point of view.
And you guys were kind of talking about like college, like applying to college. So do you see yourself like participating in journalism in college and like beyond?
I definitely see myself like participating in something journalism related in college. I'm not sure if that means like writing or if that means using skills from what we've learned in journalism and like InDesign or other like Photoshop stuff like that. But I think that the knowledge that we've gained from journalism, which is like using all the apps and then also just like the writing skills, are going to be important in college and in life, like no matter if I choose to go into like a career or a major or minor that like focuses on that, or if I just use it, I'm sure that I'll use it either way.
Yeah, going off what Duffy said, I feel like the ability to use Photoshop or InDesign, the professional software, pretty well is like a huge skill that's really beneficial. Or even like understanding how to format writing for different things, like the difference between writing an essay and writing journalism writing is big. So I think understanding those type of skills are kind of niche skills, but are going to be really helpful in like a professional world.
Yeah, also interviewing skills, like that's like real life, like it's very applicable. I think that I'll probably look for some sort of club or something. I mean, when Duffy and I actually like visited a school together and there were like clubs lined up that
like used InDesign to make like posters for their school, or like made newsletters that were like super like interestingly like designed. So yeah, I think there are opportunities for it, even if it isn't like specifically like writing the newspaper for itself.
Yeah, I think I could definitely see myself like doing something with graphic design or something in college, because I'm also an AP art student and my portfolio was like design, 2D design instead of like drawing, because those are like the two different sections. So it focused a lot on like photography, editing, stuff like that. And it's something that I really enjoy and I'm really passionate about. And I think that journalism has been like such a good outlet to be able to actually do that in a school setting, because I feel like a lot of assignments in other classes are going to be more like writing and stuff like that, obviously, because that's like an important skill. And same with journalism, you learn more about writing. But I think that having like a visual and creative outlet where you could honestly like do so much with it is something that I definitely will want to do in college.
Yeah, I feel like a common misconception about journalism is that it's just writing. But I mean, like everyone was saying, there's like so much more that goes into it. Like there's people who like their specialty is like creating the layout, or people who really enjoy interviewing, and like all of these skills, like they're saying, just help in the real world, like in everyday life. And I think that that's really something that's unique about journalism.
Yeah, so it seems like the group consensus is that like even if you don't plan to like directly do journalism in college, it's all like taught you something, or like you can use the skills that you've learned to help you like later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like interacting with people like day-to-day basis, or
Yeah, definitely made me less shy.
Is there anything like we haven't asked you that you wanted to talk about, or memories or tips or future Panther staff?
I think that anyone who's considering applying for journalism should definitely do it, because it made my high school experience really great, and I have a lot of really good memories from journalism, and I think it teaches you a lot of good skills and helps you become a better student, but also just like a good leader and a good member, like active member of community. So yeah,
I also think like there's ways to do cool stuff through journalism, like even the competitions, but also like, I remember when we were juniors, I think we went to a football game at Memorial Stadium, and like I brought a camera, like journalism gave me a camera, and I could go and take pictures of football players and stuff like that, and that was fun, that was cool, being like a little press tag. So I think like stuff like that, like I think there's a lot of fun you can find. Yeah, so.
You had a press tag?
Yeah, like for a high school football game. We lost by so bad, but I got some photos.
I'd say just be confident in your writing and yourself. Yeah. Journalism, sometimes, you know, people can talk about articles that you've written, but just be confident in like what you've written and know that like you worked hard on it.
Once again, I'm Diego Perez.
And I'm Mason Beckett. And thanks for joining us on the Panther Podcast. Signing off.